Looking Towards the Future in Plant Breeding, we're visiting today with Bill Tracy, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm Extension Intern Lauren Baker. Bill, tell us about what's new in seed and vegetable.
There's a lot of things new. I mean, plant breeders are always coming out with new things. There's new improved flavor, improved germination. Many people out there probably don't know that Wisconsin is one of the leading sweet corn producing states in the country, and also one of the leading vegetable processing states in the country. So a lot of new stuff in vegetables always coming along. I think the biggest thing that everyone's talking about is so-called CRISPR.
Can you give us an example of what CRISPR is?
CRISPR is actually a very sophisticated way to turn genes off or on in plants, or knock them out. And there's two products that I know have already been approved. One of them is a button mushroom, you know, the little white mushrooms you eat. And that has actually had a gene knocked out. And this gene makes an enzyme that turns the mushrooms brown as they get bruised. The enzyme is now knocked out using CRISPR, and the mushrooms don't turn brown.
Bill, looking towards the future, can you tell us about any opportunities?
Well, a lot of these crops have been produced for a very long time. I think people are always looking for opportunities for new kinds of production. And I'll give you the example of the baby carrot. Baby carrot processing has increased the amount of carrots consumed by Americans enormously. And a lot of us are looking for the new baby carrot of snap bean or sweet corn. We're working on a sweet corn that I really believe does not need to be cooked. I think it's actually better fresh than cooked. With this new sweet corn, you can just peel the husks back and eat the sweet corn.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the nutritional differences between fresh sweet corn and canned sweet corn?
Well, actually, there really aren't many differences. Everybody cooks their corn, usually boils it or steams it. And essentially, that's what processed corn is essentially steamed corn. It actually maintains all the nutrients and has essentially the same nutritional value that a cooked ear at home does. Most of the corn no longer has either salt or sugar added. So if you look at a label, in many cases, it just says corn and water. So it's essentially the same product that you would cook at home, only it's way more convenient.
How do you feel about the future of vegetable production?
The vegetable production, the trends are changing. People are more interested in fresh food, but they're also looking for convenience. And when you couple that with the nutrition, especially with some of these easy-to-cook products, I think that those kind of things are really going to expand, and a lot of those easy-to-prepare processed foods are going to come from Wisconsin. So I'm very optimistic that Wisconsin will continue to be a leader in this area.
We've been visiting today with Bill Tracy, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Extension Intern Lauren Baker.